Listening Test 6, Part 4. You will hear a radio interview with a woman called Amelia Richards, whose job involves planning people's weddings. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Amelia, you're a professional wedding planner, which means you handle all the arrangements for people's weddings. What in particular do you have to do?
A whole range of things. I begin by meeting the couple and discussing their requirements, possibly giving them some guidance on how the ceremony and reception are conducted, and putting forward some suggestions. I look after all the paperwork and correspondence and make most of the big decisions, with the exception of more personal ones, such as what the bride will wear or who will be invited. I also book the venue, the photographer and the caterers, negotiating the price in each case, as I'm responsible for ensuring that costs stay within budget.
So do people ask you to organise their weddings in order to save money?
Well, I might be able to reduce some of the costs, but they do have to pay my fee, so it probably works out about the same. In most cases, it's more likely to be a question of them simply being too busy to do it without assistance. In the past, the two families probably had a big role in planning the event, but nowadays it's far less common for them to be involved in the details.
Tell me, what made you want to become a wedding planner?
In my case, it was after I'd been doing some voluntary work for a not-for-profit organisation, setting up various kinds of entertainment for people in need. Others come into wedding planning through different routes, such as restaurant management or providing meals for open-air events. Some even do so when they find they enjoyed making all the arrangements for their own weddings, but I'm single, so I wouldn't know about that.
And what particular skills do you feel you have?
I'm told I'm quite good with people and that I have good organisational skills. But I think that's only true as long as I can concentrate on a single wedding and then move on to the next one. I suppose people can rely on me not to get upset or lose control of the situation if things go wrong at what is often a very emotional time for everyone. Sometimes I find myself accepting jobs purely because I think a couple need my support, although that doesn't really make financial sense.
So you don't charge everyone the same amount?
Some of my colleagues do, but I prefer to look at the overall budget with the clients and charge, say, a tenth of that. I've thought of fixing an hourly rate for what I do, but that would mean negotiating payments after the event, and I'd rather agree a figure before it.
With weddings becoming so expensive these days, it sounds like quite a well-paid job to have. But does it have any disadvantages?
The hours might not appeal to everyone. Normally, meetings with clients can only take place after they finish work, or on Saturdays or Sundays, though personally, that doesn't bother me. And from May to September, which is when most people choose to get married, I don't get many days off, though it's quite different in the winter months, and that's when I take a break or two. Of course, that also means I'm not earning then, and in fact, I never actually know when or even if I'm going to get another paycheck, so that's certainly a less positive side to the work. I'd still recommend it though.
So how would someone go about finding work in this type of business?
Well, some companies offer courses in wedding planning, though I'm not convinced the average couple are looking for diplomas. They're far more likely to be impressed by shots of beautiful weddings planned and run by you. An alternative is to provide written references from past clients, but my own view is that when it comes to weddings, a picture really does say a thousand words.
Thank you, Amelia.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. You have 1 minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.